right now, like I told right to you right now. Hours. Not that I can't do it, but I'd rather train somebody else to do it.
Right. No, we can't hear him right now, so if you... whenever. Okay, good.
All right.
By myself, if you're... Some things that I'm not going to hang out for too much longer. I'll wrap up my project.
Yeah, that's fine. What's the cell again?
541. 272.
Dick, can you say something and see if you're unmuted? So you're muted. Michael, can you hear me? Can you say something? You're muted, Michael. Can you unmute yourself and see if it's
I can hear you.
Okay, great. And Dick, Michael, maybe you could instruct Dick, or I could instruct. Where is the unmute button? I think he can't find it.
On my software, it's at the bottom left corner.
Look at your bottom left corner, Dick, for the unmute. And what does it look like, Michael?
It looks like a microphone on a stand, an old school microphone. It's right next to a video camera for the video setting.
It looks like a microphone, and it's next to a video camera.
Better.
Can you hear me?
Great, Dick. We can hear you. And welcome, Thomas. You're muted. You can unmute. Martha, you're muted, and we see you. And... one more person, unidentified person, just arrived. Could you unmute yourself and tell us who you are?
That's everybody.
I see. Go ahead. Who has just the phone number instead of their name?
I think that's your bridge, Beth.
Yes, that's me. Thank you. Oh my. So we don't have a lot of people so far. It's at 5:30 now. I'm really looking at that. I'm looking to see if anybody's waiting. We do have quorum. So.
Yep. Minda says she has to miss tonight.
Okay.
Got family in town, so.
And also, Jane told me she can't make it.
Okay. Yeah, so Minda's driving right now, so there's an email in my inbox. But with the four of us, we do have quorum, so.
Well, why don't you get started? I'll just keep looking at that lobby or whatever it's called.
Fine, then I will go ahead and call the meeting to order at, I'm going to call it 5:30. My clock shows a little bit before that. On, what's the day? The 12th. 12th all day, Michael. I thought yesterday was Sunday. My schedule's all messed up. The bank holiday threw me because all the traffic patterns were weird outside. And then one day blurs into the next and nothing happened last week. So, yeah. So then I will start with introductions for those of us that are here. Of course, I'm Michael Ryu, committee chair.
Can you go, member?
Thomas?
Thomas Follett, member.
And Martha?
Martha Windsor, and alternate.
And Beth?
Beth Young, and liaison.
Okay, so then we have minutes from August and September to approve. I've read through them. If you guys have not read through them, please take a moment to do so. I'd like to go ahead and get both of those approved. And I'm going to, unless there's any objections, I'm going to suggest we just do it in one vote for both sets of minutes. Does that seem okay to you, Beth?
Sure.
And I just read about a half an hour ago, so I would approve them.
I second.
And then all in favor, aye?
Aye.
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 And unanimous vote. Awesome. So active transportation incidents. That's over to you, Beth.
There were no active transportation incidents for the month of September in Newport.
I did see one on News Lincoln County earlier this month, I think on the 2nd or something like that. So we'll have some to talk about next month. Committee comments, best report.
All right. I have a lot to just update you on. So I'm just going to go through my notes one by one. Actually, I'm going to start with the most exciting one, which is Derek is going to be submitting this plan grant application to receive almost $4 million, $3,987,000. These improvements are for the entrance to the Yaquina Outstanding Natural Area, Yaquina Head Outstanding Natural Area. So what the city is contributing is in kind, no money. This grant application is 90% of the project will be from this 2021 Oregon Federal Lands Access Program, which is actually a federal highway administration grant, and the remainder $400,000 will be from the BLM. What this is for is, I'll just read it here. This project aims to enhance access to the Yaquina Head Outstanding Natural Area from adjacent local and state transportation facilities by improving multimodal accommodations. Proposed improvements include the addition of a designated shared use path, bicycle pedestrian facilities on Lighthouse Drive, Northwest Rocky Way, and US 101. Pedestrian crossing improvements at the US 101 Lighthouse Drive intersection and Lighthouse Drive approaches. ADA accessible sidewalk to fill gaps adjacent to US 101. Provision of a shuttle bus and ADA accessible transit stop within adjacent city right-of-way, and pavement preservation on Lighthouse Drive. So I don't know if you guys, you probably know this, but 101 goes north-south, and then Lighthouse Drive is city right-of-way, and then up to pretty much the entrance, whatever that's called. Go ahead.
Oh, it's where you pay, your admission.
Yeah, the fee place.
It's the toll booth. They call it the toll booth.
Thank you. Okay, so up to the toll booth, this is where the improvements are. They end at the toll booth. But it also, the Rocky Way connection is from Lighthouse Drive going up towards the whole Agate Beach area. So these are going to be some pretty cool improvements. And
but is this tie in with the what do they call it? The Oregon Coast Trail?
You mean the lighthouse to lighthouse?
No. The hiking trail that goes along the beach.
Yeah.
Does this tie in with that? Because we were talking about in the past about asking for improvements to
Michael,
that.
When I last was with the county and on their advisory committee, we had a group come and talk to us about this. And yes, this is what they're looking for. And at that time they were asking because apparently they couldn't find a good way to get from Communication Hill down the hill on the other side without going on 101. Well, since then, myself and several others, there's several paths that they're kind of man-made or deer-made, but you can't get down off the hill. But anyway, yeah, I am a little bit familiar. This has been talked about for the last couple of years. I didn't hear anything about a grant or anything, but.
Well, that's excellent, though. That's good to know. Because I know that was something that was discussed within our committee some time back about improvements to that. And welcome Herb to the meeting.
And it would also be kind of the finish to what's going on down there at the park now with the sidewalks now along right above the water there, and then sidewalks all the way past Robies up there and all that. So, and then they got that big parking lot. So this is going to be a nice addition to that whole area. This would be quite an improvement to that.
Herb, I'm going to clue you in briefly. So I'm talking about this grant application that Derek just is going to be putting out tomorrow for almost $4 million in improvements all around the 101 Lighthouse Drive intersection and west, giving multimodal facilities, including a shared bike ped path, and then a connection from Lighthouse Drive going up to on Rocky Way into the Agate Beach neighborhood. So that's what we're talking about.
Nice. Sounds great.
All right, so I'm just kind of going over stuff that just updating you on things. The South Beach Refinement Plan survey, online survey, if you recall, that's improvements, deciding where improvements are going to go, where the money's going to go for improvements to South Beach as a urban renewal project. So that, it's just the last day, I believe, is tomorrow of the survey. So that's where that's going. And then we'll have more information. I'm just going through my papers. Sharrow's, I did a little project. I contacted the Public Works Department. Now we have a new Public Works Director. Talked to Justin, who is on the crew. He is the crew. He's one of two. bottom line is trying to get the Sharrow's improved, repainted on Ocean View Drive. So he put his note says we put down the first set of curves to the north part of Ocean View Drive. This is right around 20th, etc., which is where my house is, if you know where that is. So I saw them and sent him this email. And so he said, yeah, we put down four in the first curves to the north. We plan on installing some signs and more Sharrows on the next set of curves off 15th. We will be installing warning signs and speed signs on these posts to help notify traffic of the road condition. I can't give you a timeline, though, as there are only two street and storm drain workers at this time, including him.
So the city has their own paint crew?
Street crew, yeah.
I mean, they do street painting. Not all cities have that. So.
Oh,
they do.
I guess we do. Yep.
These are just like heat transfer things. It's not actually painting.
That's true.
Oh, thermoplastic?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's better than paint. Lasts longer.
Yeah, the planning department here, the public works department here, rather, they actually have their own heat transfer machine. This is a matter of getting them out to get them put down and then maintained has always been our difficulty with Sharrows in Newport.
Well, it's good they have the equipment because if you have to go out to bid, it's much more complicated.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. We saw some information. I think we exchanged an email about ODOT's STIP project, which is funding for ODOT projects. And so they do this STIP decision-making in three-year chunks, and we are at the beginning of the 2021 and to 2024. And so what happened is that the STIP was decided for 24 to 27, not all the funding, but that was kind of decided. And then the legislature gave a chunk of money for active transportation projects to the STIP. So, and then there was that 150% is like ideally if they had all the money, or actually they do 150% of the projects. They write down a list of them, given that some may not happen for various reasons. So we are not anywhere on the 150 list, and I looked at who was on the list today, and I'm like, oh, too bad. So I wrote to Derek, why are no Newport projects scheduled? And he wrote, the 150 list you referred to is for a piece of the STIP where ODOT received supplemental funding for bike ped projects. In terms of project identification, ODOT elected to keep that decision making in-house. We had no input, no cities had input. So. As he writes, no input was solicited from local communities. The link to their open house that you provided sheds some light on how they have prioritized projects. There is a link that I sent to him, and I didn't send it to you guys because it's just for if you have a project in your city, then you might want to give input. But since we don't, it's not that important to us. But important is the full 2024-2027 STIP is still being developed, and there will be opportunities for other bike ped projects to make the list. What's great is that Derek's going to be here at our next meeting for Q&A, and I think we all have kind of questions about how things get funded, and I think that would be a real good time to clear up all that stuff because he just knows it like the back of his hand. So that's what's happening with that. Okay, now
I don't want to be accused of beating a dead horse, but I'm going to beat a dead horse and put it on the list. And we bring up the lighthouse trail at that session because I'd like to. That needs updating, but it's fairly fully developed, I think. So if we can get that into the 24 to 27 STIP, then great.
Right. The STIP does, at least this active transportation one that I saw, I'll forward it if you're interested, because ODOT has details on every single one that they're considering. And the one I'm familiar with is just south of downtown Corvallis. It's Highway 99. It's had accidents, and a fatal one, and so they're making improvements to that bit. So that's usually, it's kind of high priority. Well, they determine how to prioritize these things, and accidents has a big deal, a lot to do with it, crashes. All right. Just a note on State of Oregon just finished its 2021 legislative session, and I attended a Oregon Planners Network meeting, and well, let's see, there are three things that are kind of encouraging and might have had to do with that STIP. I haven't connected the dots. One is, I just have the names of them, climate-friendly and equitable communities rulemaking was an executive order that Kate Brown did. So that may trickle down to us. Every mile counts, which is, I don't know what it is, so I need to Google that one. And rural transportation equity was another executive order. So there you go. Okay, what else did I want to tell you? Okay, membership. So we now have two alternative positions vacant, and we have the city council alternative person vacancy, and I guess we'll hear from city council about that. Whenever that happens, which has happened a lot in the last year or so, our department of office of the city manager puts out notices to all the usual media. Okay, so let me just check everything here. I did a little homework on finding more information than the basic crash reports that we're getting from Newport Police Department. And I didn't actually contact anybody with the city. I just kind of looked at the police department website. And as is, any reports cost $15. But I think that is something maybe Michael, you might want to remember, or any of us remember to, let's, as we get more into improving the safety in Newport, that part of that is kind of working with the police department to get more comprehensive reports. There's a new way of measuring incidents and mostly just traffic as they occur called RITIS, which ODOT is adopting, and it's training people, it's offering trainings for people, which is that stands for Regional Integrated Transportation Information System. And it's kind of connected with GIS mapping, but it is actually in real life. So it's very early on, and I'd like to get interested in that and maybe talk to IT about, and I will talk to IT about what they think of putting that in our system. And so then that information is as it's happening, but they archive everything and they don't throw away anything. It's rather new though, so that archive is not big. Okay, so that's, I just wanted to tell you that's what's kind of going on with police reports. I did a little homework, but we need to delve into that if you want me to a lot more.
Thomas had something.
Well, Jane was talking about finding the ODOT crash statistics with more information, and I dug up some stuff if you want me to send some links.
Send links to
have
us?
Like,
yeah. And
10 year, yeah, they have like 10-year summaries by city. But it also says whether it's wet or dry or daylight or dark. Like that stuff we were kind of looking at, digging out. And Jane was researching it, and she seems like she was hitting some dead ends. And I just had the stuff open on my desk for a couple of weeks.
Well, when you get that all wrapped up, feel free to send it. And I would like to talk to Jenna Berman, our region's active transportation liaison with ODOT about what she thinks of how we can get more information from ODOT. Of course, that would only help with our 20 and 101 stuff, but that's great.
On that, I'll get you in a second, Herb. On that, the Police Advisory Committee, the Newport Police Advisory Committee actually has a vacancy open right now. And they're looking at, for their next meeting, doing interviews. So I'm considering cross-applying to be a member there as well as doing this.
Oh.
And so what I'm looking at working is putting a statement in there, you know, specifically saying, as the chair of the Bike Ped, one of our concerns is this and the lack of data reporting coming out of the police department, and see how it goes.
Very good.
Herb. You're muted, Herb.
Start again, Herb.
Sorry about that. I went on the state website, and you can get their ODOT's crash summary for every year by your jurisdiction, and I didn't spend lots of time on it. I worked with California's system when I was at the city of Napa, and they do keep a good amount of data. And they also have a program called the Oregon Transportation Safety Data Explorer, and it's a GIS-based system. And they even have data on local streets. So not only on the state highway corridors, but also the local streets, there was a lot of data about accidents. It looked like just basic information from reports. I'll send the links out to those. But to delve into this information, someone has to spend a decent amount of time to be able to sort through it and figure it out. And I would suggest whoever's the most interested on our committee that we make maybe a small subcommittee of a few people, and we do research and find out exactly what, because I'm not sure what information we're looking for to start off with. There is a lot of information out there. But someone needs to spend time to do it. And instead of us all just going hodgepodge and looking, I would suggest whoever is most interested in crash data form a little subcommittee and research, do some research on this. So I know it's out there. I looked at it. I have, you know, I have reports here that I printed out for the city of Newport. And like I said, it's there's a lot to sort through there, and that's a whole nother can of worms that someone could do individually if we thought that was a good thing to do. But the city of Newport Police Department does report to the state on these things because it's on the websites. I looked at specific intersections, and so-and-so had a crash here. There were no fatalities, but there was property damage. Blah, blah, blah. It's out there. It's there. So food for thought, and maybe we can make a decision on that. And also, you know, we have the Oregon has an open records law, and so we can agency to agency, assuredly. I don't know if our committee could do it as a group or we would just do it individually, but certainly the agency could do would be to ask for some data directly from the police department, you know, whatever we wanted. In the city of Napa, and it's really only my municipal, well, one of my municipal experiences, the city worked, Public Works worked very close with the police department because Public Works actually surveyed all the accidents. And I did a bunch of that personally, went out surveying equipment and there was bullets here, or there was a body there, or there was a car here, whatever it was, and did a survey and gave it to the police department. So Public Works works very closely with the police in the city of Napa, and I think we should just foster that relationship here if it's not, it doesn't already exist. And maybe it does exist. I don't know because I'm new to the committee. But it's reasonable to think that public the police department would provide any information to this committee that was it helped us do our job better. Personally, I think so. So we could look into that, you know, some more. And maybe you folks know people on the police department or who to talk to, or maybe Public Works already does this. I really didn't know.
Our connection.
But I know my past experience, these things happen, you know, it's quite common to be able to get this information freely and easily.
I think a starting point would be Kit O'Hara or O'Hara, who sends me the information. So I'd be happy if one of you wants to give her a call or email.
Well, I would go back to what I made about the other point about the state's database. Personally, I'm not terribly interested in crash data because I really don't feel like I have anything I can input on that other than be a technician to look up data points and stuff. But whoever on the committee, you know, is most interested in the crash info, you know, we should empower them, that person to do this. So. Because it's on our to-do list, and so I guess my point is, who thinks that it's important enough that wants to expend the energy to, you know, get the information. So I would be personally more interested in, you know, grant writing and seeing projects get done, because that's what I have more experience in. I don't think it'd be a good use of my time to look up crash data and stuff.
Isn't there, the history of this is all fine, well, but aren't we should be more focused on what's going on in the future and just kind of suck up the past?
Well, certainly. My thinking was that going through these crash reports and identifying problematic intersections using that data could be something that could help us guide our future endeavors. That was my thinking on it.
I spent a lot of time in this city working in the emergency room, and you know the one thing I like most? We have automobile accidents. We have nasty automobile accidents. We very, very rarely would we see a pedestrian come in. I can remember a child with a broken leg, raked out in front of the junior high school here and got hit by a bus about 10 years ago. And I remember something, but they're very, very rare when you really think about it. Most people who are, the biggest scare is going over 101 or 20 where there's no proper signage, no proper, like Route 20, for instance, coming into town. You only have one light between the start of our city and 101. I mean, there's not even, there's a mediocre, kind of lousy school crossing. But it seems to work. People stop for it. But I think I don't mind the focus of history. I mean, history is great. And what do we really have? Everybody in here lives in this city. And there's a person who used to see him come in my back door. Pedestrian and bicycle injuries are minimal here. Most of the people getting accidents on bicycles, these are bicycles that don't even have tires on them. They just roll. And it's usually get in some sort of altercation with somebody with the bicycle or something. Now, I can't see putting a whole lot of effort in a long time looking at history of the few accidents we've had in the last, let's say, 10 years in Newport that we're going to have to really, this isn't like Salmon Street and McLaughlin Boulevard down there downtown, where they get about six a year, and then now they want to throw a trolley track through the middle of it. So, you know, that's a whole different ballgame.
Thomas?
Beth, do you know if we can share screen?
Pardon me?
Do you know if we can share our screen?
No, we can't. Sorry.
All right. Well, I already looked it all up for 2015 to 2019. It's on a map. It has all the explanations, blah, 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 blah. It's all, I mean, I did it in the 2 minutes you were talking. So. Pretty easy.
Okay. So
this is, This is a trans data portal at
But you got to find how to turn on the filters and just some tweaky stuff, and then how to get at the data and download it and all that stuff. But it's pretty straightforward.
I've got it pulled up, Thomas. Do you want to send me an email with some tips on how to use that?
The Transportation Safety Data Explorer.
The trans data portal at Oregon.gov is what I've come up with. I think this might be the right page. If you want to just send me an email, I'll be happy to play around with it. Keeps me away from reading too much news.
Okay.
So that's about, I just introduced that safety stuff of what I've been doing. And, that is one of our bigger goals. And Herb, I'm thinking, not that this has to be, but once we have figured out all of our goals, then, and objectives to those goals, we can assign people and little mini committees of two or three that can get together. And if something is rather big that the whole group doesn't need to talk about, just maybe two or three people do and then present. So I'm thinking maybe that can happen once we get those objectives done, which hopefully we're going to spend a lot of time on today because we don't have a lot of other stuff. What do you think, Michael, or anybody else? Is that sound reasonable?
I think that sounds reasonable. And I'd like to know, in the event that we do this kind of concept where we have like subcommittees, I know that there's the whole open meetings laws that we have to comply with. If we only have two or three people.
Yes, you got that.
That was my question. So we're not actually achieving anything considered quorum, so it's not an official meeting. Gotcha. That's what I wanted to ask. I don't see any difficulty in doing that as kind of side projects that people want to take them on, or we want to try and have little assignments, however we want to phrase it, structure it, whatever. And I take your point, Dick. You know, they're very infrequent, but I'm just of the mind that some historical data looking at, because I know there's more problematical intersections than just 101 and just 20 here in town. And it might be a way of, I don't know, I'm hopeful that we can pull some data out of that can help us better inform the city council and steer discussions toward how do we fix invisible problems, ones that people know are there but haven't really identified because we don't have the data to back it up. That was my whole thinking with even looking at trying to do this.
Okay, can we move on?
I'm good.
All right, so in your packet is, we can do it later when we get to it, but are the bylaws. That's all I had to say. Oh, and this is a promise for me. I will start a running list of bicycle ped topics discussed or acted on in the last year. I'm going to start at July 1, our the beginning of this fiscal year, and kind of just for me and for you, if you guys want it, because I know sometimes we discuss something and then it goes away. For example, the bike box that we have asked for on South Beach. So I'm just gonna keep a running list of that stuff, and that's just a promise. So that's it for me.
Can I ask something about the bylaws?
We will be discussing it later.
Okay, good. When we do, I'll say something.
Michael?
Sorry, I got too many windows open. It's getting confusing. So the next thing on our agenda is our goals worksheet. And of course, you saw the Vision Zero pamphlet in there. I don't think that there's a lot of discussion to go on with that, but let's go ahead and move on to the goals worksheet.
Unless you want to skip around and do the bylaws now.
I'm open to that if Herb's got something on top of his mind.
I just had one thing about the wording on item article 3, number 6. Second half of the sentence, are given the option of serving a parentheses or another 3-year term. In number 4, it says 2-year terms. So we had discussed the 2-year term, but I thought there was some formal transition to a 2-year.
No, it should say 2-year.
Term
that
I hadn't heard if there is or isn't for sure. And I didn't understand the word, why the wording didn't seem to be necessary with the or other in parentheses.
So if
that's all I had.
That's because if they joined early or midway on somebody else's term, then it is they're given the option of serving a 2-year term. If they did a full term before, like Michael, then it would be another 2-year term. Anything else?
Okay.
I will change the 2.
Yeah, well, so what's the official word on the change in the policy? City Council has to amend, is that right? Has to take an action?
No, not really. In this case, all we need is the...
We just change it and they'll say okay or not?
Yeah, this isn't part of any sort of charter or the code or anything like that. So just the mayor, they'll probably consider it as a group, and then the mayor will sign it. So that's that. I have submitted it to the city manager already, but I don't think he's done anything on it, so I will resubmit it with that fix. And now the actual changing of the 2-year term, that is something in the code. So I have sent a message to city manager official, you know, to send to the council to officially change that. I haven't heard back from the council if they are going to allow us to do that or not. And that's the update on that.
Do we just wait to change our bylaws until we hear about that, so we don't have to take this back for another signature to the mayor?
I'll send this another.
I'll just recommend that. So if anyone else wants to do it.
I'll just do that. I mean, it's just a mistake. So number 6, we'll say 2 instead of 3, unless you guys want to vote on it, but we'll just go ahead and do that. I will send that to the city manager, and, you know, you can pretty much put it in your, I'll fix it and have it for the next one fixed. You can pretty much put that in your binder, and we'll just wait to hear from them.
Okay, then if there's nothing else, we can mark that one off. And again, go back to our goals.
You know, I was thinking about this, Michael. I don't really like my suggestions at the... I like them, of course, but I'm thinking this probably would have been better done as a brainstorming board. That's really what I want you guys to do, to come up with how you want to meet the goals. And I'm just going to let you take it from here.
Okay. So minor little thing here. So we look like we've gone through goals 1, 2, and 3, and we've already discussed those. So goal 4, develop and maintain a positive working relationship with the city council, advisory committees, and staff to implement active transportation goals. And I see you've got some items on here in red, which I've read, and they're things we've already discussed, with the exception of a possible assignation of BPAC members to city council members. I don't know how we would even work that. And that kind of ties in also.
Have a coffee with them or have a phone conversation with them and just kind of make a connection. And, you know, other than that, nothing.
Okay. So, I mean, I like the idea of having staff members for Q&A sessions. We have had others in the past. I love the idea of continuing to do that. Same thing with the joint meetings with our advisory committees, and this, as I brought up earlier, the whole issue with the police advisory committee having an opening. So I don't know that everybody's up for being on more than one committee. I can do it. I'm more than happy to do it. And that police advisory committee ties in with our trying to look at some of the safety issues that we've been dealing with.
Oh, I will talk. I looked at the Vision 2040, their upcoming meeting. They are in the same, they're kind of thinking of the same things. I looked at their documentation, and they would actually like to have a member of each, I think they call them major committees. I don't know if that includes us, but a member on their Vision 2040 committee. So they're thinking alike, and then so is Parks and Rec. Nan is great. I met her at the work party, which I didn't see any of you at, but we were cleaning up Frank Wade Park, and she's very cool, and she wants to us to connect, and because, you know, when bike paths go onto the street, you know, signage, we're already talking to them about, but there are many other things that overlap. So anyway, that's the third possible thing, is to have one-on-one connection with those other advisory committees.
I think it's a great idea. I think the Vision 2040 committee is, the website's giving me trouble. I think they have a vacancy as well, or one or two. I don't remember exactly. So again, I'm not suggesting that we all cross-pollinate into other committee memberships. That's not something that everybody has time for on their schedule. But meetings with these other committees and cross-pollinating ideas with them, I think, is an excellent idea, especially with Vision 2040, because so much of it was very bike ped focused in terms of what people want for the city of Newport. So maybe what we can look at doing then is try and get on our agenda a kind of joint meeting where either we have their chair or some of their membership or some of our membership join their meeting one way or the other. Kind of like we did with Parks and Rec last year.
So that's the second box kind of, you're talking about?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. The joint meetings with other advisory committees on matters of mutual interest as needed. I think just kind of an introductory, an initial meeting where we get, like I said, some members from them to come to us or from us to go to them and sit in a, you know, cross-committee meeting kind of thing, you know, where we can begin to identify some of these mutual interests. I think that's a great objective within that goal. And that kind of ties in 2 and 3. So to assigning BPAC members to be contact person to other advisory committees, reading minutes, going to their meeting, et cetera, et cetera. Anybody else have any other thoughts on that?
Well, I looked at the committees. Committees I thought may be of interest to this, the pedestrian and walking, 60s plus, Destination Newport, Master Plan, possibly Parking Study, Parks and Rec, Police, TSP, and the Vision 2040. So I'd be willing to keep tracks on one of them, you know, and say things that I thought might be pertinent for bicycle and pedestrians at their sessions. So if we all want to pick one, I think that'd be a positive thing.
Okay, then we can work on something like that. And like I said, I've already been in with Nancy and Mike Cavanaugh at Parks and Rec. I can keep that one under my belt unless anybody else is more interested in it than I am. Martha?
Well, I think it'd be worthwhile to put together a list of the committees, and then maybe we can kind of check off which ones we're interested in, because I would have no problem with at least tracking what's going on in various committees, a couple of them, but a list, and then kind of whatever our what's most interesting to us.
I can bring that to the next meeting. I've already done that. I have it somewhere. List of all the committees.
Let's do that.
That'd be great.
Okay. So we can put that on our agenda for the next meeting to discuss that as goal or as objectives under this goal. Other than that, I be honest with you, what you've got under goal four as objectives, I rather like, Beth, and I think it's pretty comprehensive in terms of how we can go about meeting that goal. My question about the city council thing then is how do we facilitate getting to know as the committee our city council members?
Yeah, it doesn't have to happen. We don't have to have that as an objective. It just was a thought that I don't have connections really with council members, and sometimes you just want to be able to, you know, shoot them an email. What do you think of this or something?
Yeah, see, I think it's a good idea. I'm not thinking correctly on how to set that up. So if anybody has ideas on how we can facilitate that happening, I don't think it's a bad thing to pursue. Because you're right, it would be nice to be able to have more than just Ryan. If, you know, I wanted to go to somebody on city council and say, hey, you know, what do you think about this issue or bringing this issue up or something like that? But then the city does have its structure for how these things are supposed to go back together within the city code, right? In terms of the city council having a liaison for us.
We're allowed to talk one-on-one with anybody. You guys more than me. So that's, you know, their emails are online, and, you know, I don't think there's a problem with taking them out for coffee or something. And then we did talk about, now this is another thing that, you know, could be just a group something, a group event where kind of so we've been kicking around an idea of a bike ride or a walk from one in one district with and invite the city council and make it kind of fun and COVID okay. And, you know, that's a thought too. We can just like cross off the fourth one and come up with other thoughts. We can do that in the future if you want.
I think the one-on-one contact's probably the best. You know, the group Q&As, I think they're good, but one-on-one I think's the best. That's how business is done in most of the country. And, you know, I think I'm going to invite myself to, well, the mayor has an open time on his door, like Thursdays afternoons. I'm going to pop in and say, hey, I'm a new bike and ped committee member. Meet me. Here I am, you know, and talk to him and see what he has to say about, you know, bikes and ped issues. And I think that's the best way to, you know, it's something we can't legislate that we're each going to take someone and do it. But, you know, if we want to create some changes on some fronts, it's going to happen politically. And so we need to get out there and shake hands with the people that make those decisions. And the best way to do that is personally, you know, so.
And this the only action is just assigning. We don't have to actually do anything. This is just a choice of assigning them or not.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, that's always the case.
Well, one of you should run for the open spot.
Yeah.
Open spot on?
On city council. Yeah.
New vacancy. It's only a year, right?
No, you have to be a resident of Newport for a year to do it.
And you have to have thick skin, and mine's not that thick. So.
If I could make a suggestion on this, rather than assigning, I think having us put effort into when it is a natural thing to do,
yes, yes.
To connect with city councilmen. I mean, I know personally one and another that I could get a little bit closer to, but just to keep that in the back of our minds. And then maybe when there's some issues that are coming up, that it would be well worthwhile to be a little more formal, then we can make that gap. But I can't see being assigned to someone because developing a personal, you know, developing a relationship or whatever is it's a slow process and it's informal. That's my suggestion.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And I think I agree with that and with what Herb's saying is just make it a more personal thing. Let's not have that as an assigned goal or objective within the goal. Yeah. But it would be beneficial for us to strengthen our relationship with the city government.
You guys can still brainstorm other ideas and bring them to the group next time. This is a living document.
Well, I'm going to make it a point to go to the mayor sometime in the next few weeks, and I'll report back. So, and my excuse is we're all citizens, so we can go anytime. But my segue will be I'm new to the committee and I'm new to Newport. I'm so happy to be here.
That's great.
Tell me what it's like in Newport.
I think honestly, Herb, with your past experience, you're probably one of the best candidates to speak to the mayor, better than any of the rest of us.
Well, no, I wouldn't. That's not true, but because he's not going to talk technical stuff. And
there is that. Yeah,
it's just the contact. Let them know people out there that care about. We all know the squeaky wheel is the oil, so. If the mayor never hears from anybody that there's pedestrian issues in town or there's bike issues, then he might not necessarily do anything. So,
okay. Anybody have any other ideas for objectives for developing these kind of relations, this positive working relationship with the city council? If not, then I vote that we just go ahead and have those as our objectives for now. And as Beth said, we'll revisit this in the future as a living document. We can move on to goal 5, work to make Newport's active transportation modes connected. And I'm lost. I don't know where to begin with that one. I mean, a bike ped signage system, as far as like identifying some of the routes that we've already got in town for walking and bicycling, maybe something like that. But then that's still, you know, sidewalk gaps, I think, kind of falls into that goal as well. Like, how do we identify and address those sidewalk gaps and get the planning and public works to fix them? Go ahead.
A lot of bad sidewalks in Newport.
Yeah. And a lot of gaps too. But that all kind of ties in with the whole Vision 2040 thing. And
all roads finished, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And also the transportation system plan kind of fits in under this goal as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think we kind of already got our objectives set for that in terms of providing our input to TSP, which we've been doing. And ensuring that the Vision 2040 stuff gets talked about, which is happening within the TSP and stuff like that. So I don't know what to add to that.
You might not even need that as a goal. I mean,
it may not be something that we actually need as, you're right, as a formalized goal, because it's kind of part and parcel with everything that we're doing anyway. But what do we think about just taking that goal and not having it on that list? Because that's kind of really what our job is.
Fine here.
Oh, here's crickets.
Well, could we just move it down the list so it's like a B level goal or whatever? Does the city have a sign shop? Do they make their own signs?
No.
They probably do. They don't?
Not that I know
Public
of.
Works.
The city Public does, yeah.
Sign shop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They did? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they must. What if we just take goal 5 and roll it into goal 4 as part of, like, you know, just change the wording on goal 4 so to, you know, to implement BPAC active transportation goals, because one of our goals is to make our active transportation modes more connected.
Yeah.
That kind of simplifies the list.
Or we could take the objective and put it under goal 3.
Yeah.
What is goal 3?
Work with local groups, agencies, and organizations, especially active transportation groups, to promote active transportation in Newport. Okay. So yeah, putting signage underneath that works, and then just kind of rolling the whole goal of work to make Newport's active transportation modes connected into kind of goal 4, since that is one of our stated goals and objectives, is to connect all of our active transportation modes. And to do that, we need that positive relationship with the city council, other committees, staff, stuff like that. That kind of just takes that and folds it into 3 and 4, and we don't have it as a separate goal.
Okay, so how would you word it under goal 3, objective E? What would you say? Promote the bike and signage system in Newport?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
And then, you know, we can broaden that as we go on, and then just take that work to make Newport's active transportation modes connected, and kind of, I don't know, you actually, maybe that could roll in as an objective under goal 3 as well, instead of under 4.
Yeah, I'm thinking that we don't. It's more of a goal 3 type situation, and
yeah,
then it'll kind of flow that eventually, as we are working with other committees, this is one of our things we want to happen. So then you can. So I think all you need to say is under goal 3 is promote bike signage system. The whole idea was that when we were when we were a few months ago, when we were working to get with the Parks and Rec to get a signage system, a walk and bike, a bike path system, that we didn't really have the connection to them. And I also realized that maybe some of the funding for new signs that say this is the lighthouse to lighthouse can come from the tourism dollars, which is one of our committees decides where the lodging tax dollars go, and has a name.
Destination Newport.
Yeah, Destination Newport.
Probably.
So that's the thought, is, you know, kind of working with Destination Newport, with Parks and Rec, where they go, and that sort of thing. So that was the idea. But if we just kind of put, you know, a citywide active transportation signage system as our goal for number 3, promoting that, then
yeah, and interconnectivity too, mode interconnectivity.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's a bigger, longer term project, because that's going to involve possibly the public transport system, but that's something that we should always have on our agenda anyway, I think.
Yeah. Did you want to put that into, you know, a goal? It's more of our reason for being than
yeah.
So we don't really need to have it in goals and objectives for this fiscal year.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So I will wordsmith goal 3E.
Okay. And then going down to, since we've taken goal 5 off the list, goal 6, provide input to city council on active transportation challenges and opportunities. I think that really, there's a lot of overlap in my head with goal 4. and goal six. Like they're basically the same thing in different words. So I would say we just we could take that one off the list.
Put that objective it's already up covered. To goal four.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And then that covers our goals and objectives list as it's written right now, our goals worksheet.
Do you want to start assigning people or is that for next month?
I'll put that one to a vote. How does anybody feel about actually assigning goals to these, or do we want to have a?
I think we should think of like the beginning of a meeting rather than do it all at the end of it. Everybody has input in what their likes and dislikes are and what the needs are.
I would also like to say that I would rather not do it when we have so many members not present right now.
Yeah,
I'd rather have everybody in the committee available to have that discussion.
I agree with you on that.
So let's just put that on a back burner, Beth, until such time as we have a meeting that's better populated and we can put it into the agenda under other committee business when it comes up, when the opportunity presents itself.
Yeah. And for now, start thinking about which of these objectives you want to work on.
And could we get a final list then that we're going to
of course, yeah.
Discussion in the future?
Yep, I will put that on the next agenda packet. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then my agenda go. All right, again, tweet. Okay, so that pretty much covers that. We've already talked about the bylaws. Again, Beth, you've sent out the Vision Zero pamphlet. I don't know, for those of you who haven't read it, that pamphlet's a pretty good overview of the project or the concept. And we have no public comment, correct?
We have no public comment. I'm talking about Vision Zero. You might want to mention if any of you has had experience or read about other cities doing it. It is something that a city council usually decides. This is a goal, Vision Zero, by 2031 or something like that. No more accident. No more fatalities, or I think they call it life-changing injuries. So that's why we need to have a good connection with City Council, if that's
right.
What we would like to pursue. I think we're done.
We are. So I guess since our meeting is technically until 7 o'clock, we can either call it early, or if anybody's got anything they want to bring up and discuss, this is brand new committee business. Might be a good time to go ahead and do that now.
Okay. Are we virtual next week? I mean, next month? Hopefully.
Until we hear otherwise, talk to your city councilor about that one.
Well, I'm scheduled to give vaccinations 3 more days, so I'm trying to get everybody vaccinated.
Good.
You haven't got your shot yet. Come and see us.
I have both. Team Moderna, as most everybody here in town is.
And don't forget flu shots.
Yeah.
Right now, flu is available, and it's as important as your COVID shot right now.
Good. I already got one.
Good for you.
I got a flu shot, yes. A drive-up clinic the other day. So.
Good for you, Ern. Good for you. I got an appointment. So, but anyway, I'm on a kick for giving the vaccines right now.
Oh, Herb, I saw you just signed up. Are you coming out on Saturday?
The news? Yeah, I joined the news and a membership, yes. Well, I want to, but we have company coming Friday and Saturday night. So I might not be able to make it, but
it's 1 to 4.
Yeah.
That's a work party for newts?
No, it's
is a members preview of the work that we've done.
Yes.
Oh, could you announce that? Yeah. I might want to go.
Well, so that area is not open to the public yet because the city hasn't signed off on it completely, but they said that members who belong to our club are covered by our insurance and are able to go out there. So that's why it's a member event.
So what is the event, just out of curiosity now, since I'm not one?
Just beer and tacos at Big Creek Park. And then if you're a member and you brought your bike, then we'll take you out there. And if you're not a member and you brought your bike, we'll send you packing. But you can sign up on site.
Yeah.
And people, I think we'll probably let walkers come up there, but we're trying to figure that out because we don't want to have a bunch of cars out there. We might have a shuttle van or something. But yeah, come on down. Saturday at 1.
Well, this is a good, you know, exchange between this group and other groups in the city. You know, the Newts, they're doing a great job. And
that's my group.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I signed up to be a membership and definitely want to promote that as much as possible. So.
And yeah, then I still really want a nonprofit in general, just bicycle pedestrian enthusiasts or one or the other. But
oh, bike coalition.
Yeah,
I'm hoping
like
that. You know, other people will come along and start running this trail side of things, and we can expand into other active transportation modes, because this trail thing is not really active transportation as yet. It's off-road out in the woods.
That's where you're going.
But there's going to be some crossover, yeah, definitely.
It'd be nice if people could come into town to avail themselves of these trails and not have to drive to them to use
them. We're absolutely... We don't want people to drive to them. We want people to ride from their hotel.
Because there's not a lot of parking down at Big Creek.
No, that's our big thing with the city, is we're dissuading people from parking.
So unrelated to that, I dropped a couple of links in the chat here. I remember one of the previous meetings I mentioned Bogota's Ciclovia event, and we talked about possibly trying to do something like that. So there's a link from Atlas Obscura and one from Bloomberg.com. It's dropped into chat, and I can drop these into an email so that everybody who's not here will get them as well. It talks about what this Ciclovia is. Basically, what happened was 40 years ago, the city of Bogota decided that every Sunday morning until the afternoon after lunch, they were going to close the city streets to cars. And they've been doing it for 40 years. And it has changed the way people think about transportation in the city. It's changed generations of thinking about transportation in the city of Colombia. And it's spread around the world. There's a bunch of cities here in the U.S. that are doing it. So if you put in Ciclovia into your search bar, it'll come up with various cities like Salinas is doing one. There's a whole bunch of other cities in California and across the nation that are doing them as well. Just kind of an informational thing if anybody's curious, want to follow that one up. But again, I'll drop those into an email as well.
I don't know if it was during Beth's tenure, but we had talked a lot about doing like a Sunday morning closure of one lane on the Bay Road and coordinating with Toledo City, like Saturday market or something, and connecting the two farmers markets. And it's just a natural fit for that kind of thing.
It absolutely is. And I think it's something that would be great for us to pursue as a committee to push the city council to do it.
Yeah, or have like one pilot day identify a nice summer day.
Yeah. It would be really cool if we could tie that in with kind of the bike to work, bike to school or bike to walk to school day kind of thing, where you could have like a morning event where we get a bunch of kids, and then later maybe that weekend have this Bay Road closure on a Saturday or a Sunday. Maybe Sunday's better, I don't know. But that would, you know, logistically, that would be something we'd have to talk to the city council about.
Or you could take it back.
So that would be May 20th. I'm sorry, that would be May 20th of, yeah. That would be a Friday, May 20th, 2022.
So maybe it would be kind of cool. We could do like a whole weekend. We could push for a whole weekend thing where Friday we do the bike to school thing. And then Saturday we've got a road closure down on the Bay Road, ties in with the farmers market over here by the city council. Sunday we do somewhere else in town. And just that weekend, we kind of hammer everybody with this idea, like, people on bikes are normal.
Yeah. You quit ahead.
It would be great. It's ambitious, but, you know, go for it.
That would be sick.
So you would want to get the city council on board and local merchants and organizations, yeah. And yeah, so now we're talking about getting more involved with, you know, our goal three, getting moving on that, because it's May 20th. It's good to have a date, yeah. You know, to work towards.
I think my idea is just crowdsource it and don't even get a permit and just make it happen, and the city can judge from the results. Like, wow, that was really cool.
Which is critical mass.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, right. The only thing we have like that right now is probably the marathon. I don't know if any of you have ever turned out for the Newport Marathon, but that's quite a gathering of a lot of people from out of the city and real representation of the city, especially the walkers. Incredible the number of walkers they've had the last couple of years that I've been volunteering there.
That brings up an interesting point because, well, I think it would be interesting to reach out to the folks that put on the marathon to talk to them about some of the logistical challenges that they've had and how they address them and how they go about doing this. Because there is kind of a lot of a overlap, especially when you're talking about the Bay Road, because that's where the marathon typically runs, if I recall correctly.
Yes. Most of that, not each.
So they've already got the experience of shutting down that area to motorized traffic. And
probably the most beautiful marathon on the West Coast.
Yeah. And I know that the Newport Marathon is not part of this structure, but there's this whole, how do I want to say it? I guess structure is the word. There's this whole structure of marathons that leads up to the participation in the big marathons in the country, like the Boston Marathon, where you have to have engaged in certain marathons and finished and so on and so forth before you could qualify.
In Newport, I'm not sure if they currently are, but they were for several years a qualifier for Boston. That's
well, I bring that up because when I was in San Diego, the San Diego Marathon is part of that qualifier chain.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's... I have to look up the group name because I can't pull it out of the top of my head right now, but there's a group that works with disabled athletes, and what they work to do is they work to qualify hand cyclists for the Boston Marathon. So they actually have a whole group of, a lot of them are disabled veterans, but they're all hand cyclists. They're paralyzed in some way, so they can't run. So there's a qualification schema to get them to be able to go and ride the Boston Marathon on their hand cycle. I got to participate in 1 year, you know, on 1 year because they don't normally allow non-hand cycle recumbents, which I ride one that's foot pedal. But they got me an exception for it in 2015. I got to ride it, which was a lot of fun. Apropos of maybe nothing, but it would be good to talk to them to actually ask them, you know, what steps they go through. So if anybody knows how to get in contact with them, I'd be happy to reach out as chair, but I'll need that contact information. Thank you, Thomas. So if you could put me in contact with them or give me that information, I will reach out to them cold call and see if we can get this moving. Because I think it would be a fantastic opportunity.
I'm sorry, it's still like a marathon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm friends with Tom. His email address is on the marathon website as well.
Okay. Then I can go, I'll go look that up as well and reach out to him and we'll start this ball rolling for May. And then do that, see if we can.
Yeah, well, they start so early, they'd be done by 2:00. We could just piggyback right onto it.
Yeah. Oh, that would be cool too. Yeah, do it on the same day of the marathon.
Yeah.
That would be cool. So, they're already shutting everything down.
Or you shut down.
Yeah. Just keep it shut down.
Just really interfere with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Oh.
So anything else that anybody wants to chat about? We got 15 minutes left on our agenda, or I can call the meeting early. You guys' call.
Okay.
Herb, did you have something?
You're
muted.
Start from the beginning. Mute.
My bad. Nothing for me.
Okay. Then if nobody has anything, I will go ahead and call the meeting at 6:45. Oh, sorry. We do have to confirm the next meeting date. I'm sorry. Hold my calendar. And I've got November 9th for our next meeting. So virtual or no, look forward to seeing you all then. And we'll call the meeting at 6:45.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Goodbye. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.